The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Stefan Schmidt, and you're listening to another edition of Boat Smart. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, we are going to need a bigger boat if it keeps on raining out there. It looks like it's supposed to clear up, though. Apparently around 7 o'clock, it is supposed to clear up. But it's always, I'm not even going to say that. I was going to say it's always sunny in here, but y'all already have somebody that says that. So Boat Smart, where you can always go boating, rain or pour, who knows? I don't know, rain or shine, whatever. Anyway, we were just talking about, you know, as I was coming on the air, how anything can happen on live radio. And I was also thinking about how anything can happen in my classroom at times, you know, when you're talking and stuff like that too. So it kind of works like that in the classroom. We're always live in the classroom and you just never know what happens. We'll talk a little bit about that too. So it's kind of kind of fun. Sounds you are good. Listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is our sponsor. Key Marine, located at 5621 Byer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is their website. You can go there and check out all their special pricing on engines and stuff. I spoke with them this just the first of the week, and they are dropping prices on engines right now, so you can check the website for those special deals. And if you mention Boat Smart, you know, might get a little more in on that and get a little special discount by mentioning Boat Smart as well. So check them out at the website, KeyMarineCenter.com. Special discounted pricing on all Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki motors. Remember, Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all Mercury, Mercruiser, Yamaha, and Suzuki products. And you can also check them out on Facebook as well. So they put consignments on there and other specials that they have too. So they have pictures and stuff like that on Facebook. So yeah, I tell you what, it's been another busy week over at George Stone. We just, I think every class we have out there is full, and I've been speaking to other teachers out there and they're just like, whoa, you know, you got so many students, and it's you have to manage them, you know, and try to figure out where they're at, what are you going to do with them and all this stuff, you know? So it's right now, all classes are loaded up. As far as I think we got a waiting list on about every class. My class continues to have a waiting list, and we're not taking anybody in probably until after the first of the year, just for the fact that I don't have any room for them, you know. And so we're probably not going to take anybody for a while. So it is busy, and we're just trying to maneuver through all that and keep people learning. And they're learning. I was speaking with a student yesterday, and he said to me, he said, I just didn't realize how much I'm learning. I can't believe how much I learned, you know? And I said, I believe it because I see it, you know? And he's like, I can't believe that, you know? And I was like, yeah, you're learning a lot. And sometimes I think people don't realize how much they're learning until they, you know, until they start putting it to task and stuff. And this student was actually working on trolling motor batteries, rigging out a system for a 24 volt trolling motor. And I put it in a little tight cabinet, and they have to get in there and dig in. And he's sitting on the floor putting the batteries in and stuff, and I'm kind of giving him some tips back and forth and stuff. And he just looked up at me and said, I just can't believe how much I'm learning, you know. And that's a good feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and when I see it and they see it, it's just it's a connection there, you know. And a lot of times I wonder, you know, in my the way I teach or try to teach, am I doing things right, you know? And am I saying the right things, working with the students correctly? And when they say that, that just kind of confirms, you know, yeah, we're doing the right things, you know, because I'm on an island in there. I'm by myself with the students, and you're trying to make sure that everything's rolling right, you know, and stuff like that. So, and it's just been a good week for that. I'd like to give a couple shout-outs before we get into our subject. I have not forgot about cooling systems, so we'll get on that again. It may last another week, but we'll talk about cooling systems some more. So I think it's an important subject. So a shout out to our September student of the month. James Brock got our September student of the month. And for our listeners, they know that we have a person that donates tools to us every month for the student of the month program, which is awesome because it really helps the students to get tools and it shows that they have support from our community.
Yeah.
So we give away tools. It's $100 to $150 worth of a tool. Plus we have my wife has a company called Blingfest, and she gives a nice Marine Service cup as well, with their name on it, you know, and it's pretty cool to get that too. You know how they do the cups and stuff like that, and the students love that, and they get a little certificate as well. And then we put them in for student of the month for the school too.
What kind of tools do they receive?
Oh, they all kinds of tools. Sometimes Snap-on, Craftsman, just general tools like a there's a Vacuumate in there, which is a pump that you can use to pull out oil out of engines, which technicians use all the time. Hand tools in general, battery drills, those kind of things.
Nice.
And yeah, it's stuff they can use in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And the student last night, I believe, took a set of wrenches, and that's what he chose. And he was just so grateful to get that, because I don't vote for student of the month. I'm not the one that says you are a student of the month. My students do that. They vote for the student of the month. And I stand in front of the class, and I have what the students wrote about the student that won, and I read it out to the class, and I don't give the name until the last, right? So I read out all the things that they say and about the student that they're voting for, and it's so neat to see that. Mm-hmm. You know, this student works hard. The student is helpful. The student is always here. This student helps me with this and that, and you know, always has a good attitude. All these things that they say about each other,
mm-hmm.
and when you take the one that actually won the prize, but I get to see all the other ones too, right? The other votes and stuff, because they vote for each other, and I get to see all that, and they all have good things to say about each other.
Yeah, it's great to have that recognition by their peers.
Yes, and I think that's very important for them to get that. So when they say thank you, I say thank your class because they're the ones that voted you for this, not. Mm-hmm. Not me, you know, they did. But of course, I see what they see, you know, in that student. So, yep. So congratulations to James and for doing that. And it's just awesome to have that student of the month program going on. And I thank the person who's anonymous, doesn't want to know who everybody know who he is. Thank you for donating those tools. They're so very important to my program. This has been going on probably about 4 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's a lot of money that goes into that little bit of a program for the Student of the Month program for our class. So really happy to do that. So I enjoy doing that every month, and I look forward to that day where we can give away the Student of the Month stuff. Also, I got a surprise yesterday. I was working at my desk and trying to grade some papers and stuff, and I looked, turned around, and I see two previous students standing behind me. And they're like, "Hey, Mr. Schmidt, how you doing?" And so it was Ian and Gaines. Ian was in my class 4 years ago or so. And then Gaines graduated last year. And they both worked for a dealership over in Gulf Shores. And they happened to be a Suzuki dealership as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, Yamaha, Suzuki, Honda dealership. And they came in and was just visiting because they knew it was what did you learn Thursday? And they wanted to come in and just see what was going on. It's neat because I have students that are in the field that are working. They know what days we do or what did you learn and stuff like that. And typically the first few months of school, I'll start having some drop in. So they want to see what's going on. They want to come in and see my new students and meet them,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome. They want to give tips and stuff like that, and they want to show them things. And Ian actually brought a tool to show the students as well that he uses in field. But the best part of this, we were working on our Suzuki consoles, and I'm not embarrassed or upset to say this, that I don't know a lot about Suzuki product because I've never worked on Suzukis.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we rigged out our two Suzukis, and we're having some issues getting the Suzuki to communicate, the 115 to communicate with the laptop. And Ian, who's been in the field for 4 years, has been going to Suzuki school, and he went over with my students and started teaching them how to set this up. And it actually came out that we had a resistor that was missing.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know that. And he told him about that and showed him how to wire everything up. So we got the parts ordered that we need. So hopefully next week or so, we'll be able to get that Suzuki console running. And he said he'd come back and help more if he wanted to. But here you have a student that graduated 4 years ago that's been going to service schools at a dealership once he went there,
mm-hmm.
and is now coming back teaching my students. I mean, it don't get any better than that.
That speaks to the impact that you're having, that they're going out there in the workforce, but they still want to be involved with Georgetown.
It's insane that to me that they do that. They take time out of their, you know, their busy days, and they come in and deal with my students and talk to them and help them out. And, you know, I just love it when that happens. So, yeah, it's been great, and I really enjoyed that interaction. And they surprised me last night by coming in. So it was just a good time. Next Thursday, a week from yesterday, coming up a week from Thursday, it'll be Thursday the 10th, we're going to be in front of the school board. I think I mentioned it.
You did, yes.
I kind of mentioned it, but we are going in front of the school board, and we're going to present our class in front of the school board. So I have four students that are going to be speaking in front of the school board, along with myself and the principal. We're going to be there, and the assistant principal, Mrs. Carroll, will be there with us as well. And it's a presentation to let the school board know what we do out at Georgetown Tech in the Marine Service class. But not only in the Marine Service class, we can talk about other, you know, classes too if we want to. But it's a focus on what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great time because it's televised, and it's recorded so that it can get out into the community as well. And we're going to be able to talk about our business partners like Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, the dealerships and stuff that we have here in town, and how that impacts our students. So basically it's a session where students get to talk about what they're learning, kind of brag on themselves kind of situation, mm-hmm. and how good the program is to them and that kind of stuff. So I'm excited about that, and it's going to be fun. So we'll be down there at 1 o'clock next Thursday, and I'll talk a little bit about that next week when we come back into the show. So
give the students an opportunity to do some public speaking skills.
Yeah, exactly. And we're actually practicing this too. So we want to practice. Yeah. We want to make sure we do it right. So we're going to have a couple more practice sessions. And I think I'm more nervous than the students are. I really do. I think I'm more nervous than they are. They're pretty laid back and relaxed. And I'm like nervous. And here I am doing radio. But, but getting in front of people, it's just you and I in here right now.
Right.
I get in front of a bunch of people, I actually kind of get a little nervous about that. So I'm much better here than I am there, you know. And so we'll see. And I think it'll be good, and I'm excited to let them know what we do over at Georgetown and all the wonderful things that we do over there. So, it's going to be fun. So I'll talk more about that next Friday. It is a call-in show. In case you think it's just a talking show, you can call in and talk to me. And the phone number here is 850-437-1620. Maybe you have a question or comment, 850-437-1620. You can call or text, and we are more than happy to take that call from you today. So last week we were talking about water pumps and cooling systems, okay? And as we talked about it, I said that I like to call it a temperature regulation system, how it regulates temperature in the engine, because all engines should run at a certain temperature, whether it's an outboard, a two-stroke, four-stroke, inboard, stern drive, engine, diesel, they all should run at a certain temperature. And I'm kind of going through the components of the engine that help with that cooling system, temperature regulation portion of it. And last week we talked about the water pump. And when I'm talking about this, I want the listeners to think, okay, can I do this? Am I able to service my engine myself? And we talked a little bit about the things that technicians know that a general customer or owner may not know. Like one of the things was preloading the drive shaft in a position where the motor, the engine, the drive doesn't chatter a little bit on you when you're in gear, that kind of thing. So the little things that the technician knows that you may not know when you're working on a cooling system or water pump, what have you, gear case. Another factor is to look at seals and stuff that are around that water pump. You want to look at the lower unit seals, okay, and make sure that all that stuff's good. And you may not know that if you're not familiar with the product. And so I think a lot of times the benefit to taking your boat to a professional is the fact that they know what to look for, you know, what factors that can cause you problems down the road and or down the waterway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if they see something in the seal area, you might have a time to fix that at that point, right? Excuse me. Do we have a call or anything?
We do have a text, yes. It says, right. I'm not familiar with Suzuki for powering outboard boats. Can you tell me a little bit about what they offer? Now, I know that you work primarily with Yamaha products.
Okay.
So, but you mentioned Suzuki's kind of new to you. Is there anything maybe that you learned from the student on that?
I'm actually learning that, and this was from Ian last night. He works on Yamaha, Honda, and the Suzuki product. He actually said the Suzuki's are a little easier to work on.
Mm.
That's a little easier to maneuver around their laptop and that kind of stuff. So he did say that. I think if you look at the Suzuki product as a whole, I've seen a lot of, you know, it's not like I'm not worked on them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not that familiar with them.
Sure.
I like the Suzuki product. It's a good platform. You see a lot of them in our area. And that's kind of a thing too, is when you think about Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, and we've talked about this on the show before, and the same thing with Suzuki, it depends on where you live and what you see. So a lot of times, if you live up on a lake, you may see some smaller Suzuki product, or you live down here in a saltwater area, you may see Yamaha or Mercury kind of neck and neck in how many you're going to see in that area. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to see Suzuki. And I know there's the dealership that I'm talking about where Ian works. They're over in the Gulf Shores area. So I see a lot of Suzukis over that way. So it depends on where you live as the product you're going to see. Okay, I know there's a lot of Suzuki dealers in our area, in the surrounding areas. So there are product around here. Am I answering the question?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a good product.
Mm-hmm.
Just like anything else, it has its little things that you see that may cause an issue. And if you're not familiar with it, that's why I say have a technician look at this stuff. The same with the water pump situation, where if you don't see it and you may not be able to address it in time, and now you're going to have a major problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and this is all engines. So it's not just the Suzuki product. I'm going to say this across the board. Every engine that we deal with, they all have their little issues that, and it could be in design or what have you, and it could be more saltwater, related versus freshwater related. But if you have somebody looking at that, they can stop that problem before it actually becomes a major problem.
Sure.
So that's another thing I can say about that.
Got it.
Okay. So yeah, I had this on my notes, and I'm not talking about it much anymore. But we're having supply chain issues and stuff like that. Back in a while when that was happening, people couldn't get Yamaha products because of what was going on. This was in 21, 22, 20. Those ranges were having major issues, but they could get Suzuki products. And so you started to see a little bit of a shift from a Yamaha motor on the back of a boat to a Suzuki motor, because the customer said, I'm a Suzuki customer, mm-hmm. but that's what I can get on my boat at that time. So they end up with some Suzuki product on their boat too.
Absolutely.
So you've seen that shift a little bit, and then you see it shift back, and all three of these manufacturers that come to our, helps us at our school. I think about that, and I try to not lean one way or the other, but in my mind, I know, I have favorite products. I honestly do, if you want to call me on that, I'll tell you. But they're all great.
850-437-1620, by the way.
Yeah, they're all great products. And I think that if you maintain them properly, you take care of them, they're going to do really well. And that's that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you take it to Key Marine.
That's right.
So they can maintain it for you. And they are Suzuki dealers, so they'll help you out on that.
All right.
So we go from the water pump where it pumps water up into the power head, through the midsection to the power head, and then you get into the area where the actual temperature is regulated, which is through thermostats, okay? And a thermostat regulates the engine temperature by opening and closing. As it heats up, it will open at a certain temperature, and as it cools down, it will close at a certain temperature. And what the thermostat does, it holds water in the power head or in the engine block, okay? In order for that engine water in that block to come up to the temperature, and then once it comes to that temperature, it will allow the water to flow past the thermostat to regulate that temperature. So thermostats are a major part of the cooling system, and we talked about that last week, how a thermostat not only it can mess up as far as the longevity of the internal parts of the motor if it's too cold, or it's definitely if it's too hot. You run an engine hot, you're gonna have a major problem, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you continue to do that, most engines nowadays will regulate the temperature good. And if you do have a problem, they will start bringing the engine into an RPM reduction and give you alarms, let you know you're overheating, So that's something that the customer would be aware of at that time. But let's say the engine isn't running at temperature, it's running very cool. The thermostat is stuck open and it's just allowing water flow through the engine, not regulating the temperature anymore, and now you got a motor that's supposed to be running 165 is now running 115 degrees, okay? And now you're running to issues with not only wear of the engine, and it's slow wear and tear of the engine because it's not coming up temperature, but you also run into issues where you have the components on the engine that are thinking that the engine is cold. The ECM is relaying the temperature switch is relaying message to the ECM saying, hey, I'm running cold. I need to bring my timing up a little bit. I need to add more fuel so I can bring up to a certain temperature, and then I can bring it down and go ahead and operate properly. So if a thermostat is stuck open, your engine is actually running higher RPMs at idle. It's dumping a little more fuel, so it's running rich. which can cause major problems too, because it could be washing the oil off the cylinders, allowing the you know, so and the fuel can be getting down into your oil.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, you know, the oil now becomes fuel, which becomes a problem as well. And so there's a lot of factors that goes with temperature, okay? So regulating the temperature of the engine and the thermostat and what it does is very important. A lot of times that's overlooked, the thermostat, okay? And I think that it depends on where you take your boat and who the dealership is. It's something that I would recommend when you're dealing with the water pump, thermostat, cooling systems and stuff like that, is to actually dig in and find out what does the dealership do during those services. I would ask them, what do you do? Do you inspect my thermostat? Do you look at it? Do you just assume that my thermostat is working properly? What steps do you take to make sure I don't have a problem now or in the future? So I think it's a good conversation to have when you take your boat to a dealership to ask them, what do you do during the service? And of course, you need to be familiar with the components and stuff when you're asking these questions, but it's important to know that they are checking the thermostat, okay, and making sure that it's working properly. Maybe they checked it a year ago, they lubricated the bolts and everything, they got it all, everything's good, and you may not have to worry about it for a couple years, you know, mm-hmm. and then check it again. Those kind of situations. And it's all dependent on how the customer runs the boat. Are they flushing the motor? Are they, you know, keeping it clean? That kind of stuff as well. Are they bringing it in for regular service? Has the boat sat up for a long period of time? All these factors that I'm talking about affects the internal parts like the thermostat and water pump and cooling system parts of the engine. So a lot of it depends on how the customer is actually running the boat as well.
Mm-hmm.
You got a guy or a lady that owns a boat and they're not flushing their engine and they're in salt water, you're going to have a thermostat problem because thermostats corrode up, they get debris behind them and they stick open or they stick closed and they won't operate properly. So it's a good idea to make sure that you do that. There are intervals that you have to do all these checks and that's going to have them all closed. I'm going to talk about the intervals when we get out of the cooling systems and talk about the intervals, when you should do this, who can do this, and, you know, kind of thing, because there are parts of the system that Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki say the customer can do this, you know, but the dealership should do this part
mm-hmm.
because it's a little more technical. And again, they're looking for things that you as a customer may not see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what can the customer do?
What can the customer do? Well, the customer can do some basic stuff, and I'm going to say the water pump is probably not part of that,
mm-hmm.
but they can check their oil, right? They can make sure that the engine's washed and clean and that kind of stuff. Those things are very important. I've got a whole sheet on that, and I'm going to bring it in next week and talk about the bullets on that and what the customer can do, because in the service manuals, they have intervals of maintenance, and in those intervals, there's bullets to say, okay, the customer can do this, and the dealership is recommended that the dealership does this. Now, that's not saying if a customer is able, they shouldn't do it. They can, but it's a recommendation from the engine manufacturer, right?
Okay.
And when you talk about warranties and stuff, it doesn't hurt for you to do that if you are a customer, but what will hurt if you don't keep your receipts and if you don't document what type of fluids you change or those kind of things as well. So we'll talk about that too also, is what the customer can do under warranty that will not void his warranty. Okay, so we'll talk about that too. So,
all right, perfect.
Man, this has been a busy show again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're always getting there to the end
seconds.
Of it. You know. So next week we'll continue on. We're going to talk a little bit about poppet valves, and we're also going to talk about anodes, zinc anodes, protection of the saltwater corrosion next week. So thank you all for listening. I appreciate that text on the Suzuki, and we'll be back in here next week to talk more about cooling systems.
Have a great weekend.